Like, sure, but I will say, like, with my first kid, after I had my first baby, I misdiagnosed myself with postpartum, because I thought that's what I was going through. But what I was really going through, and what everybody does go through when they have their first kid and they turn from a, you know, single person that cares about themselves to a mom, you do have definitely a identity like shift, or like a part of yourself dies, like that part that only cares about themselves and can do whatever they want and like really, you know, possibilities are endless, whatever.
Yeah.
And you're friends with whoever you want and blah, blah, blah. But like that dies, and it is, you definitely mourn it for a little bit. And the joy of having your kid is like coinciding with it, so you're not just in a pit of despair. You shouldn't be anyways, but if you are, that's probably postpartum. But you definitely have you have this moment of like saying goodbye to who you were.
And I think that's
really
natural,
really hard for people. Was really, really hard for me. But when you come out on the other side of that, you definitely feel so much better. You're just a different person. Like you're never ever, if you say like, I'm just, nothing's really going to change, I'm going to do everything the same, right? Which I've heard from people.
Oh, I was hoping that would be the thing, but I realized it wasn't going to.
It's not, but it's like a better version of that, right? Like, no, you can't be the same person, do all the same things, ride the motorcycle every day, put the baby on, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you can be even better. It's just that realization takes... It for me, it took like 6 months.
Did it?
To get to a point of like, yeah, because we are very independent people.
I say I'm being realistic with myself here.
Yeah.
Because I'll be honest, like I'm starting to really slow down my military career, part of me is like really excited because, you know, I can sit there and be like, well, this is a new venture.
Yeah.
And we're doing this so that we can have a family.
Yes.
And we're doing this to slow things down so I'm not gone all the time. And we're not like both deployed and whatever. However, I'll see like my buddies jumping and doing the things. And I have FOMO. Like, I'm like,
I still do. Like, I still will sometimes look at stuff like from my friends back in the day, or like people that aren't married, still don't have kids, still are doing like the acting thing or making movies. And I'm just like, you know, if you play the tape till the end, you really don't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But
correct.
At that moment, it's like, And you will always have that, and just don't let it get you. I didn't have anyone to talk to about it, but it let it get me really down, and then thought I had postpartum, and it's really not. I think it's just a normal mourning of yourself that you used to be, and you will get back to whatever that new self is going to be. Mm-hmm. But you know, they say like give yourself a break, right? But it's hard. It is true. I did not know this.
Worst critics.
Like, I did not know this. I didn't listen to anybody about it. I didn't talk to anyone about it. So if anybody's feeling like that out there, you know.
I mean, I've heard girlfriends before tell me that after they've had kids that they've they've felt really bad and they've kicked themselves so much for not feeling like the super maternal bliss of
did not feel that.
Like, I'm so in love with you. And some of them are like, is there something wrong with me?
No.
Should I be feeling this way?
No.
And I'm sitting there going, you know what? I feel like everyone's experience is so super unique. And I don't think anyone could sit there and go, no, you're wrong. Like, your feelings, like, no one's feelings should be wrong. Like, if that's how you feel, like,
no.
Then that's fine.
There are symptoms of postpartum. Look at the most severe ones if you feel like you have it. Like, look at like wanting to harm yourself or your kid, thinking thoughts of like abandonment, like abandoning them or whatever, like fantasies, things like this. So there, look at the most extreme, but the sadness part, the like all that, you know, that stuff is, it's just going to be there. Mm-hmm. It's just a part of like your joy and your sadness of losing yourself. Second kid, not so much. It's just like, fuck this is insane. Like, and you
what
know,
I just have a second one,
but you know that you're gonna get over it, right? So I'm just like, just make it through 6 months, right? So you know the milestones, right? So you're like, okay, when you have your first kid, you're like, this is never gonna end, this is gonna be my life forever, I'm just gonna have a crying baby.
I know that once I have a kid, I'm gonna be talking to you and all my friends with kids.
Yeah, you've been watching every move and plotting your next move on, every girl on move. yeah, don't you? Better things to do, yeah, go buy some fucking shoes, yeah, you're irritating. Yeah, say.